the Technical Committee of the MPO. We'll start with roll call. Carrie would take care of that.
When I call your name, if you can announce present. Also, if you are joining us virtually, please have your microphone on and your video to be counted. Doug Boom.
Here.
Aaron Schrieffer.
Here.
Jonathan Siebeking.
Here.
Matthew Bullock.
Present.
Michelle Christian.
Present.
Sean Hayden. I can see your lips moving, Sean.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Lori Van Hook.
Here.
Okay. And we have Nate Hahn present in the meeting. Jeff Whitaker.
Present.
And that is all I see.
Okay, thank you, Carrie. Minutes have been circulated. Does anyone have any comments or revisions? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion from Sean. Do I have a second?
A second.
I'm sorry.
Matthew Bullock.
Thank you, Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
With a second. All in favor? Please signify by the aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, minutes are taken care of. Project update, Pam.
We'll start with the City of Evansville projects. Covert Avenue, it's under construction. Asphalt paving from US 41 to Van Avenue is complete. Pavement markings are planned for installation the week after Labor Day, and with signal items to follow after that. Walnut Street Phase 1 from US 41 to Weinbach Avenue. Construction activities are complete and the corridor is open to traffic. Walnut Street Phase 2 from Weinbach Ave to Van Ave. One parcel remains in the condemnation process. Final tracings packet is to be submitted by October 4th of this year, and the letting was moved to January 12th, 2022. Walnut Street Phase 3, which is Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to US 41. Final environmental document has been submitted. Preliminary field check was rescheduled for mid-October to allow for additional utility coordination. The signal preemption project for the fire department. Construction activities are underway. It's approximately 80% complete, and they are expected to be complete in October of this year. Signal modernization at 7 intersections on Green River Road and Washington Avenue. Construction is approximately 90% complete on that project. Moving on to the Vandenberg County projects, Franklin Street Bridge. A final field check was held on August 20th. A levy permit was approved by the commissioners on August 17th. DNR construction of floodway permit was approved on July 28th, and the environmental document was approved on July 12th. Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg Road. The right-of-way is being evaluated on a number of parcels in order to determine if the permanent right-of-way limits can be reduced and instead have a combination of permanent and temporary right-of-way. Design work and utility coordination is continuing. Oak Hill Road from Lynch to St. George. Stage one plans were submitted to NDOT on July 22nd. Moving on to the Wark County projects, Bell Road, north of Oak Grove Road, utility relocation is complete and roadway construction is ongoing. The Warp Trails Safe Routes to School project. Utility relocations are ongoing and trail construction is underway. And Telephone Road, utility coordination is underway. Moving on to the City of Henderson and County of Henderson projects. Wathen Lane from US 60 to the city limits. Environmental document approval is expected in mid-October. And then KYTC project on Watson Lane. A tentative joint inspection meeting is proposed for October. And that's all for the MPO projects. And Matt, I think, will be doing the NDOT project update.
Yeah, that's correct. So R39357, State Road 66, paving is almost complete. It should be wrapped up in 3 weeks. B43148, the US 41 bridge over Pigeon Creek, that's the Tress Bridge. Pavement work is ongoing. Bridge has been demolished and piling work should begin in a few weeks. B42109, that's US 41 over Eagle Creek. Final plans are due on the 17th. R39921, that's State Road 66 at Epworth Road. Revise the stage two plans for dual displaced left to be submitted by the end of September. Environmental work is ongoing, and a public hearing is anticipated in late fall or early winter. R40551, that's State Road 62 at various locations, working through the right-of-way process and the tree clearing to be done under a maintenance contract. R37845, that's US 41 at Hillsdale Road. The NDOT legal team and the CSX legal team have a meeting to discuss the easement terms tomorrow. R41410, that's the pavement replacement for US 41. Finalizing roadway profile, traffic management plan, stakeholder meeting scheduled September 22nd. B42876, that's US 41 pedestrian bridge at Washington Avenue. Still working through the Section 106 process, which is required due to the historic properties in the area. Once this is complete, the NEPA document can be submitted for review and released for public involvement. Let's scroll down here. R42287, that is the pavement reconstruction on the west side on State Road 62. Working through revision requests from the stage one review, determining pavement replacement options for roadway and intersection improvements, started development on the west side intersections, traffic management plan stakeholder meeting anticipated for mid-October. Any questions?
Matt, I just have one. The work that's being done right now at State Road 57 and 41, is that the R37845, or am I missing?
No, that's separate. So that work that's being done right now, that we have it down to one lane going northbound, that is more of a emergency kind of to deal with the rutting right through there. So that's separate from any of these projects, and that's going to be done here kind of quickly to help that problem that, you know, it's been rutting real bad on the northbound side. So,
okay, thank you.
I believe that was done through IDIQ, which is a separate kind of a mechanism that we use to pay for work.
Understood, thank you. Anyone else questions for Matt or for Pam? Hearing none, new business. Pam, back to you.
We have some amendments to the fiscal year 2022 to 2026 TIP. And I will go through them briefly with you. These are all projects that are on the NDOT, in the NDOT jurisdiction on their system. So the first one is a contract that has various bridge type projects on it. The request is to add preliminary engineering in fiscal year 2022 at a total of $54,000. The next one is a contract that has various small structure replacement projects in it. The request is to add right-of-way in fiscal year 2022 at $19,000. Next, we have a contract that has various slide correction projects on it. The request is to revise preliminary engineering and increase it to $437,000. Add right-of-way in 2023 at $51,000, and revise the construction that's currently programmed in 2025 to $12,790. I mean, $12,790,000. The next project is the US 41 Hillsdale Road. This project wasn't in our TIP when we put the TIP out and had it approved earlier this year, and the request is to add that intersection project to the TIP because the construction will be in fiscal year 2022. The next project is, it's State Road 66, pavement project with auxiliary lanes. The request is to add the project to the TIP for preliminary engineering in 2022 at $1,263,000 and add construction in 2023 at $4,208,000. Next is the request to add a project at 62 and McDowell Road to the TIP. Preliminary engineering in 2022 at $178,000 and construction in 2026 at $1,340,000. Next is a contract that has various bridge deck overlays. Add the project to the TIP with preliminary engineering in 2022 at $672,000, right away in 2024 at $37,000, and construction in 2026 at $3,418,000. Next is a contract with bridge deck overlay locations. Again, add the project to the TIP, PE in 2022, construction in 2026, preliminary engineering at $504,000, construction at $3.1 million. Next project to add to the TIP is a small structure pipelining project on State Road 66, preliminary engineering in 2022, and construction in 2026. PE is at $140,000, construction is $430,000. The next contract is for two intersection improvements, one at Morgan Avenue and Bakey, and the other at Morgan Avenue and Stockwell. Add the project with preliminary engineering in 2022 at $348,000, right away in 2025 at $100,000, and construction in 2026 at $2.5 million. Then we have a 57 pavement project, State Road 57 pavement project. Add the project for preliminary engineering in 2022 at $450,000, right away in 2024 at $10,000, and construction in 2026 at $5.3 million. And the last project to add to the TIP is soil nail repair on MSE wall failures. Add for construction in 2022 and construction in 2023, both of which the amount is $100,000.
Thank you, Pam. We need to approve the TIP amendments, and then if you, so I'm entertain a motion, and if you'd say your name when you make the motion in the second, it'll help us take minutes.
This is Sean, so moved.
Sean with the motion, do I have a second?
Matthew Bullock.
Matthew.
I'll second. Second.
All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Next, back to you, Pam, for modifications.
In the packets that were distributed last week, we had six memos for different modifications, some to the 2020 TIP, some to the 2022 TIP, and some to both. With respect to your time, I wasn't planning on going through each one of these as they are for informational purposes, but if you've had an opportunity to look at them and you have any questions, I would be happy to answer any questions at this time.
Any questions from the committee? Okay, hearing none. Call for projects amendment.
So the call for projects process. In that process, when we had talked with the locals, many of the locals had a policy in place where they would not hire the same consultant to do construction inspection that did the design of the project. And so we included that caveat in our call for projects process documentation, that any consultants that did the design work were not eligible to do the construction inspection. Since that time, we've gotten some feedback from the engineers that are a part of the call for projects. And while they still will probably follow that process, they were concerned about it being too restrictive with the projects that may need expertise that the design consultant could bring to the construction inspection. So we are recommending a change to the documentation for the call for projects and changing it from neither consultants nor subconsultants who prepare engineering construction plans, et cetera. We're changing it from neither to it is advised that neither. So just advising them that it's best to get a different consultant to do the construction inspection from the design. But that gives them that flexibility should they need to hire the same consultant for the construction inspection.
Thank you, Pam. We'll need to approve this as well. Again, if you didn't say your name as you're making the motion.
This is Sean. So moved.
Thanks, Sean. We have a second.
This is Lori Vasbook.
Here is a second from Lori. All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 This is Jeff Whitaker of Fog Miller Group. And since our company does both those services, I will abstain from voting on this.
Okay. We'll make a note that Jeff has abstained. Thank you. And Laura, we have an update for Kentucky, the Schiff Regional Boost Project selection.
Correct. So one of the last steps in the Kentucky's shift prioritization project process is the selection of boost projects. On the back of your memo or attached to the PDF, there was a list of projects, and those were all selected back in May to advance to the scoring and further consideration. The MPO is now allotted 3 boost projects selected from that list, which, if approved, will add an additional 15 points to the KYTC quantitative score to increase the potential ranking going into the statewide selection of projects vying for funding by the Kentucky Legislature. The projects selected, which are highlighted in that list, include the reconstruction of Elm Street to improve the level of service and pedestrian safety and mobility, improvements to the US 41 and Watson Lane intersection, and I believe this is mainly for the westbound approach, and also improvements to Kentucky 351 near Graham Hill to improve safety and level of service there. So at this point, we're asking to proceed with those 3 boost projects.
Any questions for Laura? What was the selection process, or how did that to pick out these 3?
Well, it has to do with coordination with the local LPAs, like the City of Henderson and Henderson County, whether, you know, there's a safety aspect to it. We contacted the legislators in that area to see if they had any comments on that. But it's basically comes down to coordination with the local LPAs.
Thank you. Any other questions? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Doug Boone, motion to accept.
Doug with a motion, thank you. Do I have a second?
This is Michelle. I second.
Thank you, Michelle. All those in favor signify with an aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Seeing no other business, public comments. Do we have anyone from the public that would like to address the committee? Hearing none. Upcoming meeting, that's today.
Yep.
November 10th is the next one. I'm sure we'll have updates on whether it will be in this room or via WebEx or such. If no one else has anything else for the good of the group, we stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.